A triumphant moment for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He ended 12 years of diplomatic isolation and delivered a speech calling for Arab unity and an end to what he called foreign interference.
Above all, we must leave domestic affairs to our respective people. All we need to do is prevent foreign forces from intervening. We hold this summit in an unstable global landscape, but Syria remains in the heart of the Arab region, which is crowned by this summit, which I hope will pave the way for a new journey of joint Arab action, harmony, peace, and prosperity, rather than destruction and war.
In 2011, thousands of civilians took to the streets of Syria, calling for reforms. Assad's ties deteriorated with Gulf leaders when his troops opened fire on civilians, destroyed entire villages, and used chemical weapons. The Arab League suspended Syria's membership in response. The UN believes nearly 400,000 people were killed in Syria. Saudi Arabia led a growing number of Arab nations seeking to reconcile with Assad. The Kingdom and the United Arab Emirates have pushed for the reconciliation, arguing it's the only way to end the violence and allow millions of people to return to their homes.
We can't allow our lands to be a platform for conflicts. Enough with the conflicts that have crippled development in our region. It's with pleasure today that Dr. Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, is present here as the League of Arab States has handed down a resolution allowing Syria to resume involvement in our meetings. And we hope that this will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in Syria in order to lift up and resume its role in the Arab region for a better future for the entire region.
Widely seen as inefficient, the Arab League has grappled for decades with divisions and competing agendas among its 22 member states, a divide that deepened after the 2011 Arab Spring. The organization, established in 1945 to increase regional cooperation, is now widely accused of failing to deliver on its promises. It's done little to end the violence in Syria, Yemen, Libya or Sudan. Saudi Arabia is trying to broker a peace deal between Sudan's warring factions.
Talks are underway in Jeddah. There is a rapprochement between the two sides, but it's premature at this stage to talk about a breakthrough.
But despite the Saudi push for a united front to tackle security and economic challenges, the Arab League appears more divided than ever. Hashim Al-Bara, Al Jazeera.
Tens of thousands of people have been